It's him. His perfect hair and skin. Medium build, not too thick or thin. I don't know his name. I don't want to, or need to. His musk of Colgate and Right Guard and CK1 will do. He's not one of those metro shavers or waxers, back sack and cracksters. He's not gay. God no, there was a girl. Brunette. Amazing ankles. They'd hold hands and whisper, and he'd kiss her gently so as not to smudge her lipstick. Just a brush. Then in January it was over and all hush. I've imagined his flat, the wooden floors and brushed aluminium. His food, green, steamed vegetables and pasta, simple meats, perfectly cooked and seasoned in modest portions. Everything in proportion, meticulously planned around his exercise regime. Pull-ups and sit-ups, pounding the running machine. How he thinks, his drinks. Bottled beer and expensive vodka in the freezer, but he never gets drunk. He's not a geezer. His wardrobe, suits and shirts and cellophane, straight from the cleaners. Pinned on purple tickets and chemical waft, fabric soft. Tight grey stretch cotton pants. I've lay beside him and felt them and smelt them. Felt him through them. I've fucked him. I've held his cock and sucked him. And I've lay in the sleepy afterglow in his long, strong arms as he bites my earlobe and tells me that he loves me. For me. Not for what he wants me to be. I've had flesh and blood. Men and boys with real lives and wives and real flaws and faults and all the things that just won't do. Which is why I stand on this platform every morning before we enter into our carriage. And I sit two seats down and watch as he alights and disappears into the crowd to fight another day. My love, my boy, my morning joy, my perfect him.